Texte numéro 44. Instilling values in schools. An initiative aimed at inculcating values such as civic responsibility, respect, tolerance and dignity among teachers and learners is taking schools by storm. Called the Valued Citizens Initiative, it was launched in 2000 by Carol Podetti Nagono. Her brief was to craft a program that raises awareness and teaches teachers and learners about the importance of constitutional values and how they can practice them in their everyday lives. This led to the creation of the Values in Schools program, which appeals to learners by using simple yet engaging activities such as role play, open dialogue, games and other extracurricular activities. For instance, during the xenophobic violence, learners staged plays where they assumed different personae to address the theme of tolerance. Learners also learn how to practice democracy in real-life situations by electing their own class monitors and motivating for their choices or why they do not prefer some candidates. Carol Podetti Nagono said that, "With this program, we want to make sure that our children learn respect, understand and accept themselves, that they do not become victims of peer pressure, and that they can tap into their full potential at school, higher education and work." Teachers are trained on how best to teach these values as part of life orientation and social sciences. Podetti Nagono said they make sure the training is spread throughout the year, accounting for 44 hours, while leadership training for school management takes 42 hours. In a recent visit to Ola Kanifani Primary School in Dlamini, Soweto, both learners and teachers spoke highly of the program. Three grade four learners confessed to behaving badly, but thanks to the program, they have now reformed. "I used to be in the habit of stealing money from my mum's purse," said Subu Siso. His fellow learner, Sifo, said he used to bully other learners at school, while Mabali told of her tendency to tell lies both at school and at home. Their class teacher confirmed the three were a handful and that they changed significantly since becoming part of the program. She said the program is not only popular among teachers, but has benefited parents who have noticed a change in their children's behaviour and attitude. The teacher said, "The program changed me a lot. I used to shout at my learners and call them names, but I have now grown professionally. I enjoy teaching and feel fulfilled." It has also impacted positively on the learners' behaviour. They learn how to share, show respect not only to their teachers, but also among their peers, and they have become more responsible. Adapted from the Mail and Guardian, South Africa, October 2010.